Well, happy almost Valentine's Day, everyone. This is Jesse Rogers with Soul Graffiti for Sunday, February 13th, 2022. So if I'm being honest, and I am, I'm not too thrilled about tomorrow's holiday, Valentine's Day. It's not the happiest of occasions for me right now. But I wanted to just be really real with you today and thought it might help for me to share some feelings and just think out loud. Maybe you're feeling some of this same stuff and maybe you go through depression like I do. But this is from my journal entry yesterday. It says, I am so lonely. It's a quiet, empty, unmotivated, almost panicked loneliness. I hate it. Just being honest. A whole day in front of me and I don't feel like trying to fill it up. If I didn't have kids, it might be a little lower maintenance. But I can't just disappear into a corner all day. I have people to take care of, and I don't feel well. I wish I didn't have to deal with all of this stuff. I feel pretty depersonalized today, and can we just talk about inventing a big red skip button for Valentine's Day? Oh, brother. Here's a little bit more journaling from this morning. I've hit a low for the past week or so. I feel so lonely, drained, out of it. I can barely get words out on the phone, and I'm on the verge of tears often. Not to mention tomorrow is Valentine's Day, there it is again, and I dread it. I don't even like seeing all the balloons and candy and flowers at the store. I feel invisible. The depersonalization has been really bad too. Trippy. Ugh. Wish I didn't feel that way. Do you guys ever feel that way? Just detached from the world around you, like what you're going through and how you feel is the only thing going on? Like the reality you feel right now is the only reality. I know I do, but let me read a few other things that I found in my journal too. It says, sometimes I feel paralyzed with defeat. Other times I feel like a warrior. But I think defeated feelings and warrior status can coexist. And then I pray, Jesus, show me and let me operate from who I really am, not the way I feel. And I just want to extend that to you guys today, that I know I'm having some negative feelings and thoughts and going through a rough time, which I do, you know, pretty often. I have ups and downs. I have a bipolar disorder, as well as ADHD and just trauma and different mental health issues that I've gone through for years. So this is nothing new to me, but it definitely gets old in a different way, if you know what I mean. I don't enjoy the downs and I don't enjoy the feelings of feeling like I'm all alone in the world. But I want to remind you and myself of what I just wrote down as well, and that is who you are and how you feel can coexist, meaning maybe you're feeling defeated today. Maybe you're feeling down. Maybe you feel like a total nobody. But you can know the truth and be set free even when you don't feel the truth. So I may feel defeated, but my feeling is not my status. How I feel is not who I am. So I may be going through a down time or feeling depressed, but on the inside, Jesus looks at me and calls me a warrior. He calls me his daughter. He calls me holy. He calls me talented and strong and brave. And he sees all of the good while maybe all I can see at times are the bad things going on, are the negative. Maybe I'm looking through a really dark shade of glasses. But to God, it's all beautiful because I'm beautiful to God. Me as a person, he loves me for who I am, not how I feel. And so I want to encourage you and myself with that today, that no matter how you're feeling, no matter what you're going through, no matter what your diagnoses may be, you are loved and known for who you are in Christ, not how you feel. And just because you feel defeated doesn't mean you're not still a victorious warrior. That is your status. That is the truth about you. So try your best to take hold of the truth, to say it out loud, to get the word out and just repeat it back to God of who he says you are, who he is to you. Try to get out of your head a little bit and get into the mind of Christ because, beloved, that's what he's given you. So be encouraged with that today. I wanted to share some of the good and bad and just how I've been feeling, but also what the truth is on top of that. It's a sunny day in Florida, nothing new about that, but I wanted to add this last segment on while I'm out walking my little dog and just getting some fresh air and vitamin D through the sunlight onto my skin, into my bloodstream, into my brain. I wanted to add a few tips that you might already know, but if you suffer with anxiety or depression, it's really helpful and really vital that you do a few common things for your own health. And you might even liken this to how you would take care of a plant. So things like getting enough water, getting the right food, being planted in the right kind of ground. So think of your environment, your social settings, your church family. Make sure you're planted in the right kind of soil so that you can thrive. Don't be all by yourself. Be surrounded by a garden of people who support you. So being in the right soil, getting sunlight, getting enough water, and obviously the right kind of food can definitely help your health, not just physically, but mentally. So get outside today, even if it's just for 20 minutes. Get outside and enjoy the sunlight, drink some water, and just look around you and take note of anything you see that is beautiful and lovely. Well, it's already that time again. I know this was a short and sweet episode like most of the other ones, but thank you again for listening to Soul Graffiti, and I hope you got something out of it. I appreciate you letting me be vulnerable and just kind of share my experiences, and I hope that we can do more of that. I think it's really good for the soul. Get outside today. Don't forget, enjoy some sunlight and just the goodness of God. Before I go, I also want to invite you to join a thriving community of positive, supportive, educational and non-judgmental people who are either struggling with or curious about mental and emotional health issues. We have two different groups, one on Facebook. It's a private group called Chin Up, and just request an invite. And then on Instagram, you can follow Chin Up Group, same group, different page, and it's all really awesome stuff. So join the Chin Up groups today online, and you'll find yourself surrounded by some of that good soil that we talked about. We also do Facebook Live events and Q&A sessions sometimes, and those are really great too. So don't feel alone. Join some online communities, including ours called Chin Up, and we'll see you on there. Okay, this is it. As much as I don't want to say it this year, I'm going to tell all of you right now, Happy Valentine's Day. Thanks for listening.